It's Friday, February 15th, 2008. I'm Jason Lopez for Podtech.net. Remember the bumper sticker, "Kill your television"? Well, some internet pundits say that TV is already dead. Of course, they've got a vested interest in it dying. So with the writer's strike over and many people across the U.S. hungry for TV, we thought we'd check in with James McQuivey, Vice President and Principal Analyst, Television and Media Technology at Forrester Research. And the question, is the internet winning? And we start with this statement. The internet makes it possible for people to search and watch a far wider variety of video than they can get on TV.
That's a great statement because it contains all the controversy that you might possibly want. In that, it's true that the internet, the video available on the internet now is certainly much more diverse and gives people content opportunities that they would never have otherwise. But at the same time, most people have, in fact, in the United States, the average household has 100 cable channels coming into their home, not to mention video on demand, which is increasingly available. And so if you think about it, most cable systems coming into people's homes actually offer more content varieties than you could possibly consume. The big difference is that the internet allows you to find that content more easily and to consume it on your schedule, not on the schedule that your cable company has decided or that the cable network providing the content has decided to schedule that content. So it's the convenience that the internet provides, even for the non-diverse shows, you know, the hit television shows that you already know what time they're on, and you know that when they're available on your local cable lineup, but you're not going to be available according to their schedule, whereas the internet gives you things when you want them. And I think that's probably more of a driver right now in internet video, is the when you want to watch it factor, more so than the what you want to watch factor.
But couldn't we argue that that is perception only? Because if you think of television assisted by a computer, and I'm thinking of TiVo, that suddenly not only do you have the ability then to watch whatever you want to watch when you want to watch it, searchable, at least not searchable on the internet, but searchable in terms of the channels that are being offered, the advantage being that you get a better picture.
Yeah, certainly the quality of the experience is better in the television environment, at least for now. And so, you know, that is definitely a reason that people will stick with that experience for now. Although the problem is, and you bring up TiVo as a wonderful example of a technology that tries to make traditional linear television more convenient. And it actually does a remarkable job. But it's bounded by two things. It's bounded by very small hard drives. And whoever would have thought that we would call 250 gigabytes or more small? But we do now, especially as we're moving towards high-definition content. So that's one big boundary. You can't have the DVR copy a whole week's worth of content from your three or four favorite channels just to make it all available to you at your whim. You have to pre-select. You have to go in and identify what you might want to record. And then you have to go out and delete things that you recorded last week or the week before. And it ends up being quite a burden on people. And TiVo, as a particular kind of DVR, does a great job of providing software to anticipate what you want to record, maybe even recording things for you that you will later be surprised and happily surprised that are available. Most DVRs are not like that, though, and actually most DVRs aren't made by TiVo. They're put in your home by your cable company, who doesn't want to spend that much time on the software of the experience as TiVo does. So, you know, the TiVo is a great step towards making linear television more convenient, and with that quality advantage, it's certainly good. But what we're finding is that even for people who love their TV at home, the better quality, and even love their TiVo, the internet video viewing experience is so convenient because you can do it at work. Not that anyone would admit to doing that, but you can do it at work on your lunch hour. You can do it in the morning while you're drinking your morning cup of coffee, which used to be CNN time, is now becoming surf the internet to watch a couple of quick videos time. And because internet video, once you find it and you like it, can be shared with your friends in a way that linear television just simply cannot, it ends up having this viral effect that has propelled online video far faster than any other video invention we've seen before.
Well, James, maybe the big question here is what's going to happen. When you look at the internet and what it offers, and how it offers it, and you look at television and what it offers and how it offers it, and perhaps even what the potentials are for both, how do you see things playing out?
Well, I'm an online video guy, and I'm very aware of all its benefits and advantages, but I have to say television is still king. We've seen over the last 10 years, as the Internet has taken more and more people's time, it hasn't actually taken that time from television, because television, as we view it today, is a part of our life. In fact, the average American watches 4 hours a day. I will remind you, that is a part-time job. And I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And so the television has stayed robust and will stay robust, and it has a super quality advantage, especially as we're moving to HD. But the Internet, what it's going to do is not replace television. It is going to change the way we watch television, because let's say you are a big fan of a particular show and there's 22 seasons or 22 episodes in a season of a show like Grey's Anatomy. Well, chances are good you're not going to be able to catch all of them. In fact, the average person might only catch 8 or 9. And so you might say, well, with the DVR, I can now catch 2 or 3 more of those. Well, with the Internet, I can catch 1 or 2 more than that. And as a result, the advertiser is happy, the network is happy, I as a viewer am ecstatic. And I didn't actually give up anything to get those extra 2 episodes. It was all bonus material from my perspective. So, you know, the Internet's role in television in the future is to supplement and complement what you already do on television until it gets to the point where suddenly you're watching things on television that are coming over the Internet and you don't even know it anymore. That's where eventually this discussion of Internet versus television is suddenly the same discussion. They're the same thing. They are one and the same. And that's about 5 years away, but it will eventually happen. And at that point, we won't even need to debate which one is more powerful, because they'll be the same thing.
Right, right. Okay, well, James, thanks so much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
James McQuivey covers the television and media technology space for Forrester Research, where he's a vice president and principal analyst. I'm Jason Lopez for podtech.net.